Hello again, this is Pastor Laurie. Glad to have you with me and to hear some teaching from the Word of God on how God can make us stronger. But we have to participate. So that's the key. God has left it with us. He's given us the power. He will give us the strength. But we must apply those to our life. We must seek him with our whole heart, as the book of Psalms, chapter 119 says. Now, this is a great passage, and I've read this many times, but I'm going to read it again, because last week I mentioned the fact that before we were Christians, we walked according to our flesh, we walked according to the course of the world, and we walked according to the prince and the power of the air, who was Satan. And the Bible says we were children of disobedience. And that's the way we lived. That's the way we walked. That was our course of life. And we desired it, because it says the desires, that was the desires of our flesh and of our minds. And that produced God's wrath upon us. Because God cannot look upon sin. And if we're caught in sin, it displeases God. It displeases him tremendously. Even we as believers, sin separates us from the fellowship of the Father. We all know and understand that. But for those of you who are not believers, I want to read the rest of this passage. I've read it before, but I'm going to read it again because you may be a first-time listener. Paul says that we, before you were Christians, and this might be you right now, that you were dead spiritually, and I talked about those two worlds last week. There's a spiritual world and there's a physical world. And the Bible says if you are not saved, if you have not come to Christ to be born again spiritually, the Bible says that you are a walking dead person. And that just means you're walking dead spiritually. Physically, you're alive. But the spirit in you has not been awakened. So, but then the scriptures here say, but God, who is rich, my Father's rich, and he's rich enough and he's powerful enough to reach down and pull you out of that deadness and out of that darkness and out of that hold of the prince and the power of the air. It says, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Now remember, Paul's writing to Christians. He's not writing to everybody in general. But the opportunities is there for you who is not a Christian. He says, and he has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I will explain that as we move on in the book of Ephesians, that in the ages to come, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding richness of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God wants to be kind. He wants to show all of this to you. In other words, folks, you know what he wants? He wants a relationship with us. That's amazing that this all-powerful creator in the heavens and the earth and of all beings, spiritually and physically, wants to have a relationship with you and with me. He wants us to call him our Father, and he will call us his sons and his daughters. What an amazing thing. Let me read on. Four, he says, because by grace are you saved. Understand, grace means undeserved merit. We didn't deserve God's graciousness because we were sinners. We were set against God, and we did everything we could to keep away from him. But it says that God's gracious. By grace are you saved, biblical term, by the way, through faith. Now listen to what else Paul says. In that not of yourselves, you can't manufacture enough good works. You can't manufacture enough believing in order to save yourself. God must come down and he must touch you. And he's doing that right now as you're listening to the preaching of his word. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Your salvation is a gift. You can't work for a gift. He's giving because he's gracious. And it says, not of works. You can't work your way there. If you could work your way to heaven, Christ would never have to come and die on the cross for your sins or my sins. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That is what God says. And here's what a little things of what the world system would say. We got to be very careful of. That's why the Bible tells us not to love the world, and that's the passage we're using. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. And the world would say something different, and this is what the world system says. And I gave some examples of what they were saying. Now, we're talking about the subject also of being aware and being alert as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And if you weren't an alert soldier in Vietnam, they gave you a trip home, and that trip home was in a body bag. You have to be alert, and you have to be aware of what's going on. What are people saying? You need to be spiritually discerned. And I'm going to read, I'm going to just mention a few of these things that our world system says in regards to what I just read you. Okay, here's the passages that I was talking about. What the world system would say. And this all has to do on the line of being alert and being aware. And if you're saying these type of things, this is evidence that you need Jesus Christ in your life. For example, on being alert of your surroundings. I want to read first of all the passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, starting in verse 12. So you want to just write this passage down, you may. You can also look it up, 1 Corinthians 2, 12, verse 12. Paul says, what we have received is not the spirit of the world. You hear what Paul's saying? The spirit of the world stands opposed to Christ. He says, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Read that. That we can understand, talking about the Holy Spirit. And in the same passage in verse 14, it says this, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness. And they cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Only the Spirit of God can cause you to understand these things. So the unsaved person, these spiritual things that we're talking about is foolishness. You'll say, oh, it's foolishness of the two worlds, of the physical and the spiritual. There's only the physical world. And the Bible says, if you say that, you are perishing. That's what other translation gives this passage. The things of the Spirit are foolishness unto them, and they are perishing. So let's get practical here and see what's foolishness to the world and what the world system says. The world says that God will accept me into heaven because I'm a good person who does good things. The scriptures say, just like I read in the Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for by grace are you saved? Through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. So, to us as believers, that's foolishness to think that you can get into heaven because you're a good person. And if you think that, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. If you don't do it all in the name for God to get the glory, if you're not using it for the purpose of the gospel, of furthering the gospel of Christ, there's a very strong indication that you're not saved at all. If you think that'll get you into heaven. It's good earthly wise that you're doing that, but towards God will not get you into heaven. Only one way, and that's the acceptance of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of your sins. And that brings me to another point. The world will say, I'm not that bad of a sinner. I don't sin that much. I'm not like so-and-so. I haven't killed somebody. I haven't stolen. I haven't been in prison. And on we go. We compare ourselves with other people, and we can make ourselves look very good. I could do the same thing, even though I was a bad sinner in my life. I could still make myself look pretty good. But that's just not the standard that God judges us by. God judges us by the standard of His Son. He's going to compare you with His Son, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, my friend, you will never compare with Him unless you seek refuge in Him. So when you stand before God, if you're a believer in Christ, listen to what I'm saying, you'll stand clothed in Christ's righteousness. When God looks at you, He looks at Jesus Christ as you stand before Him. And if you're not clothed in that righteousness of Christ, if you haven't given your life to Him for His life at the cross, the Bible says you're under the wrath of God. And we read that passage in Ephesians 2 last week. The world says, now this is a world system. And you'd probably all agree with me what they say. In fact, you may be saying it. The world says all religions and beliefs have their truth. And because they are sincere, they'll all go to heaven. Like spokes on a wheel, God's a hub, and yada, 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 it goes. All the spokes are different beliefs, but we'll all make it. You know, you can be sincere, but be sincerely wrong. The scriptures say, and see how God's the scriptures are opposed to the world system ideas and philosophy that's controlled by Satan himself, especially when we get into this realm of the spiritual. The scriptures say, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. You understand what that says? There's no other way to get to the Father, but you have to come through Jesus Christ. That means you can't come through Allah. You can't come through Joseph Smith. You can't come through Buddha and all these other ways that the world system manufactures. In fact, all of the religions have a system that's based on working your way. Christianity is the only one that says you can't work your way there. That you're accepted on the basis of God's grace through faith. There's your part. As God comes to you with His Spirit, you must respond. Today is the day of salvation. When you hear His voice, the Bible says, respond to it. As my Spirit, God says, will not always strive with man. So you must respond to the invitation and the offer to have a personal relationship with the Father. He desires that you do that. God is not willing that any should perish. But the world system says you're okay. if you have some kind of belief. The scriptures say no. Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You better make sure you're saved, my friend. You better make sure you're saved, because God might require your life today. You don't know that. I think 2 years ago, my brother, getting out of an ice cream shop with friends, went down the road, made a left-hand turn onto a busy highway. A drunk driver passing another car ran him head-on 65 miles an hour and killed both him and his wife. So we can't say that we have a guarantee of tomorrow, because we do not have that guarantee. The world says this, I go to that church, and God will respect what church I go to. You can go to the church, but your church cannot save you. You hear what I'm saying? Your church cannot bring you salvation. It's only Jesus Christ who can bring you salvation. If you remember the story of Jesus talking to the woman in John chapter 4, it's called the woman at the well. Jesus told that woman in chapter 4, that it doesn't matter where you worship, but you must worship God in spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, and in truth. Those two go together. A lot of churches you go to, they don't have the truth. They have a system that's based on works. And we read it again in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, this is not of works. It's wholly done by God himself. All you have to do is receive it. Okay, and Paul said in Romans 8, verse 9, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Just as simple as that. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to him. You're back in that kingdom of the prince and the power of the air again. You're children of disobedience. Praise God, believers. If you're a believer, God has pulled us out of that. And he's given us kindness and goodness in our lives. Our chance to know him personally. And know that he walks with us and that we walk with him. So, the evidences of being a Christian or not, of not being a Christian. I want to ask you a question. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you trying to walk as Jesus did? Or do you just go your own way and you follow what you believe is true? Like the world calls it, living out your own truth. What's true for me is not necessarily true for somebody else. That's the world system, by the way. You call yourself a progressive thinker, but it contradicts with scripture, but you go right ahead with your life and this doesn't bother you at all. You say, I'm free. I'm comfortable like this. You are walking in darkness, my friend. You cannot call yourself a follower of Christ, because if you're walking in the light as he is in the light, and you're following according to his word, and it bothers you when you sin. Does it bother you when you sin? When you're disobedient? If you have the Holy Spirit living within you, it should bother you. But if it doesn't bother you and you just continue to think and to do what you want and not ask God for the time of day, as you move on, you think you have all this knowledge and this experience, you don't need somebody telling you what to do, you are not a Christian. Whoa. I know Christians can get pretty backslidden. Even when I felt guilty about the things I was doing. You know, you watch what you want to, you listen to whatever you like, violating that lust of the flesh, or living to that lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You like to brag about yourself all the time. You listen to whatever you like, even though these things degrade God and Jesus Christ. You laugh and go on with your pitiful life, not caring that the Lord was crucified for these sins that you enjoy. If you're living a life like this, my friends, listen to me. It's not the way. You're not following Jesus Christ. If you can do that and enjoy it, there's pretty good evidence that you are not a believer in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. Pass this on. There's always a need to hear this. There's many, many, many people that believe that they're saved, but you kind of wonder. So they might need to hear something like this. Thank you. Pass it on.